WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me this morning. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So Cincinnati council election still about 8 months away, but the parties are already trying to put together their slates of candidates. What are you expecting from the Democrats?
Well, the Democrats always run a full slate of candidates. They run nine candidates for nine seats. The other two political parties, the Republicans and the Charter Committee, usually run short slates. They don't run nine candidates. Now, the Democrats are in a situation right now where they have essentially six incumbents running for re-election. Cecil Thomas is probably not going to be one of them, but he's going to resign, and he wants his wife to take his place, so she'll be an incumbent. And they've got at least five non-incumbent candidates who are seeking their endorsement. So 6 plus 5 equals 11. So, you know, there are some of those candidates who are not going to be endorsed by the Democratic Party. Then it becomes a question of whether or not they actually go ahead and run as independents or seek the charter party endorsement and put themselves out there on the ballot.
Now, how do the Democrats go about picking who those nine folks will be?
Well, it's an interesting process. There's something called the Cincinnati Democratic Committee, and that's made up of all of the precinct executives from around the city of Cincinnati who are elected every 2 years in a primary election, and they make up the central committee of the party. And the Cincinnati Democratic Committee will interview all of these candidates. They'll debate about it. They'll even fight about it sometimes. And finally, they'll come up with a slate of nine candidates. But it will be only those precinct executives who are from the city of Cincinnati.
Now, usually they automatically endorse incumbents, although I remember, yes. Was it Jeff Birding they didn't endorse years
right.
ago?
Right. Jeff Birding got thrown off at the insistence of Mayor Mallory and the late David Crowley and some others. But this year, it would appear that all of the incumbents are going to be endorsed by the Democratic Party.
What about the Republicans? Do they give a full slate?
No, they very rarely have a full slate of candidates. They might have five or six candidates, to keep a toehold on city council. This is a very Democratic city, and it's difficult for Republicans to get elected. They've got Charlie Winburn on there now. They have Amy Murray, who served briefly on city council and then lost. She's running again. And they're looking for other candidates to put on their slate. But no, I can guarantee you they won't have nine candidates.
How many do they usually? You said they usually come up with five or six. Do you think they'll get that many this year?
I would think so. I'm sure they're going to try to, you know, at least have, and at least get those people, you know, you may not have heard of them, but at least it gets their name out there, and they run once and they don't win, but maybe they come back now 4 years from now and run again.
And then their name is known.
And then their name's a little bit better known. They have a little bit easier time raising money and doing that sort of thing. You know, there were some candidates like Steve Chabot many years ago who kept running and running and running for city council and losing, and finally the Republican Party endorsed him, gave him a lot of money, and he got elected. And it launched his political career.
What about the charter rights? You don't see many charter rights on council anymore.
Now, one of the things you see is now the dual endorsements. Roxanne Qualls, who's running for mayor, and Yvette Simpson, last time around, had endorsements from both the Democratic Party and the Charter Committee. And you may see some of that again this year.
And right now, is Christopher Smitherman a charter right also this year?
No, he's running as an independent. The first time he was elected to city council a number of years ago, he ran as a charter right. But 2 years ago, he had no party endorsement, and he was elected as an independent, which is very rare.
Now, we talk about all this maneuvering, but really the race is nonpartisan, isn't it? Why do parties bother with these endorsements?
That's right. Well, it's a nonpartisan race. There are no party designations on the ballot, but a political party endorsement for a city council candidate is very important because they can help the candidate raise money. They can put the candidate's name on mailers that go out to voters all over the city, and most importantly, The list of endorsed candidates is on the sample ballot, which is passed out at the polling places on election day. And believe it or not, I mean, there are still thousands and thousands of voters in the Cincinnati area who take that sample ballot from the Democratic Party or the Republican Party or the Charter Committee and will vote for every one of those candidates. They'll vote straight down the line.
So how soon do you think it'll be in the next, what, month or sooner than that before the endorsements are out?
I think it'll be, you know, within the next month or so.
Thanks, Howard.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's political reporter. He joins me each Monday morning at this time. You can also read his column and blog on our website, WVXU.org.